for someone who grew up in Adelaide, certainly the prospects of becoming an astronaut were pretty remote, but I was able to make it happen.
Now, you've had some amazing experiences as a NASA astronaut, 5 shuttle missions, including as part of the crew for the return to flight mission on STS-114 after the Columbia disaster.
Correct.
You also took part on expeditions on both the Mir and International Space Stations.
Well, I certainly spent a long time on the Mir space station. I spent 20 weeks on it, and I visited the International Space Station for about a week at a time on 2 occasions, yes.
Is there a single highlight for you, or do you still look back and wonder, did I really do all of that?
You know, I look at some of the videos and the pictures I've got, and to this day, there's still that element of disbelief that I actually did that. And I have to pinch myself and remind myself that it was not a dream, it was real, it did happen, and I did get to do those amazing things. And it's been a great adventure, I have to tell you.
Would you consider yourself to be, I guess, amongst the other astronauts, some of the last great adventurers and explorers?
I don't know if we be quite in those terms. You know, the explorers of history, when they went to unknown lands, they were really isolated and cut off and alone. When we fly in space, we're physically isolated, but we have continuous radio communication with the ground. We have a cast of thousands on the ground supporting us and monitoring all our systems. So in that sense, we're not completely alone. We have a lot of support people. We are doing exploration, but it's a different kind of exploration from what we've historically viewed as exploration, I think.
Now, your last space flight was some 5 years ago. Is there something that today you look back and you go, you know what, I really wish that I'd been part of that mission or to experience that particular experience?
No, you know, I've had 4 great missions. I've helped launch a couple of satellites. I've lived on a Russian space station for 20 weeks. I've done a spacewalk. I was on the return to flight mission, probably one of the most important missions in recent history. I have no complaints at all. I've had some amazing experiences. It's been a wonderful ride, and I cherished every moment of it.
Look, you just described the return to flight mission as being one of the most important. It was more than just important in a physical sense for getting the shuttles back in the air. It was more about the psyche and the expectation in the community about that return to space. Would you agree?
That is true. We had to demonstrate to the taxpayer and to Congress and the administration in the White House that we could bring the shuttle back to safe flight operations after suffering what was arguably one of the worst space tragedies in recent history. And we were successful in doing that. It took a lot of work, a lot of engineering was done to resolve the problems. A lot of clever people worked very long hours to get it fixed so that we could fly safely, and we did fly a safe mission, and I think we did prove that the shuttle could come back and fly safely to complete its main mission, which is the assembly of the International Space Station.
Now, your wife, Shannon Walker, is in space at the moment on board the International Space
Correct.
Station. Is there any advice that you gave her as she prepared for this, her first mission?
Yes, I actually, throughout her training flow, we talked a lot about personal experiences, and I think having gone through a very similar series of training events that she did, I was able to give her a lot of support and a lot of insight as to what to expect. I have talked to her about the flight, and I've told her, you know, to savor every moment of it, to make the most of it, to photograph as much as you can and to record as much as you can. I especially said it's very important to keep a diary, because a lot of the little day-to-day details that make this such an interesting adventure you tend to forget, but if you have a diary you can record those and you can relive the experience well after the flight by reviewing the diary, and she's doing that.
Is that advice you were given?
No, not really. When I flew for my long-duration flight on the Mir space station, we didn't have a lot of people that had done flights on a space station. There was not a lot of corporate memory, so to speak, of how to do that, and we were going it kind of alone. But now with the International Space Station, we've had much larger number of people actually fly the expeditions, and so we have a lot of corporate history and experience that we can offer the new people who are going to fly.
I think that's a really important element, that notion of corporate history. I mean, even though the shuttles were probably the most productive way of getting into space in terms of the number of people, you still had the history, if you like, from the Gemini and the Apollo missions, which you could learn from.
Yes, there is a wealth of history resident at NASA from the early space program. Indeed, we've been looking at strategies for returning to the moon over the last few years, and we've drawn on some of the Apollo experience to do that, and we've found that the engineering that was done for Apollo and that took humans to the moon for the first time was really remarkable engineering. It was done at a time when most people had slide rules and didn't have calculators, and there are a lot of unknowns, but the engineers solved them one problem at a time and came up with a very successful solution, and I think it was an amazing program.